inside out.
When you had cleaned the outside and got everything off of it, well, you take your little stick about 16 inches long, usually about as big around as your small finger. You usually peel it and just start at the end and catch a little bit of the intestine and just run the stick through and work the intestine on the stick. And when you went watered it all up on the stick, pull it and you had it turned completely wrong side out. And that's when you went to work and washed the inside of the chitlin. When you had it turned outside, when you had it turned wrong side out, well, then you would clean it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the housewives that in the old days, why, they even went to the trouble to plait them. Plait the chitlins.
Yeah.
In other words, you could boil them, make them tender, add your seasoning, or if you wanted to, you could parboil them and then fry them. That was your chitlins.
Parboil, what do you mean?
Boil them for a few minutes to make them tender.
I see. Okay.
And then fry them.
Now, if it's, you might hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you say, well, my goodness, it's getting kind of late. I didn't realize it was getting on to
feeding time.
Feeding time, okay. Now, I meant to ask you, what about haslets? Did you ever have haslets, or did you ever hear that name? Okay, horses, maybe. Ways you might call your animals around the farm. How would you call a horse? Call to a cow first. How would you call a cow?
Well, you call a cow by hollering, whoo, chuck, chuck, chuck.
Okay.
Or if you say it loud.
Yeah. Now we all say, Coach! Like that, down in South Georgia, something like that. How'd you call a horse?
Whistle for the horse.
Whistle. Okay. Any other words? Just whistle generally?
Well, if the horse's name, if the horse was, in other words, if you knew the horse and his name was applied to him, well, you could holler, come on, Makata, or whatever the horse's name was, which my horse now, I can call her that way, and she'd be here in just a few minutes.
Mr. Foster, when you're calling a calf, how about when you call a calf?
Come on, baby, or sukkah.
Okay. And when you're calling a horse to turn right or left in plowing?
G for the right, haul for the left.
Okay. What about when you call a sheep? Did folks ever?
I never raised any sheep, or I never did have no occasion to call them.
And when you're feeding chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay, now when you're feeding your hog, you might say,
whoop, piggy, pig.
What would you say to a horse to stop him?
Whoop.
Okay, and when you were standing on him when he was still and you wanted to get him going?
Get up.
Get up?
Get up.
Or?
Yeah, cluck to it.
Cluck to it, okay. And if you really wanted to get it moving when he was just trotting along, you want to say?
Tap him with a line.
Now, when you're riding the horse, you call that what? When you're riding when it came back from, those were his. When you're riding a horse, you held on to the?
Reins,
okay. And when you're in a wagon, you held on to the?
Lines.
The lines, okay. Okay. What you put your feet into? What'd you put your feet into when you?
In a stirrup. You mean when you're riding a horse?
Yes. Okay. And if you had two horses, what'd you call the two of them that you were plowing with?
A team.
Well.
Or a pack.
Okay. So did you designate one from the other? One maybe walked in the fur. And one walk outside the fur or something like that?
Yeah, well, you usually have one walk in the bulk or...